Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First of all, before you talk about the free agents, Bill, talk about Sammy Coates, and you claimed him on waivers. What do you like about him?
Good size guy, really good speed, an outside receiver that can help us on special teams. That adds length and speed and strength to our team. You know, he's got a decent history on special teams in the league, and that's an area where we really need to improve, and we feel like we really have with, obviously the addition of Johnson Batamosi and him, and that's an area where we had to get better, and that's what we're trying to do.
Hey Coach, you just mentioned Johnson Batamosi, kind of a special teams ace. You guys signed him to a two-year deal. Is that kind of what you, as far as your special teams, how you envision? Envision like a special team that has like two or three kind of core guys that are flag carriers for your special teams that kind of bring guys along? Is that kind of what you see Johnson Batamosi filling that role, if you will?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that when you look at the really good special teams units around the league, not only do they have good specialists, which we believe we have, but they have, like you said, maybe four or five core guys that really understand their role on the team and take a lot of pride in covering kicks and blocking for returners and blocking kicks. And that's an area where we feel like we had to improve. We hired Brad Seely. We really believe in Brad. I have history with Brad. And that's one of the things he talked about when he came in was, we need a few more guys that, can really, like you said, stick the flag in the ground and take a lot of pride in special teams, and that's what we're trying to do.
This guy that you guys brought in, at least announced, was Aaron Colvin, who considers himself to be the best slot corner in the NFL. My question for you, Bill, is if this is a guy that can maybe play on the outside as well.
There's no doubt. I mean, I think when you look at our defense, a lot of people, John and I have talked about this, John McLean and I have talked about this in the past. I think it's probably about 75% of the time we play substituted defense. We have five or six defensive backs on the field at the same time. And when you have guys that are versatile back there, you have guys that can play corner and safety, or they can play star and outside corner. That really gives you a lot of different ways to defend teams. And in our division right now, you've got Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Indianapolis that have some really good skilled offensive players, and we need to be able to defend them with substituted defense. We got to feel good about our pass rush. We got to always try to improve that, but we feel pretty good about it. So we've really got to try to add to our secondary, and that's what we're trying to do with a guy like Aaron Colvin and with Batamosi. Batamosi can play on defense too. He's not just a special teams player, so he'll help us on defense also.
Bill O'Brien, Texans head coach, joining us here on the Triple Threat, thanks to us being friends with John McClain. Coach, you mentioned a couple of the guys, Calametti, Fulton, Henderson, the three O-linemen that have been added. Are you feeling pretty good about where you are right now, O-line-wise, with those three new guys and the returning talent? Do you feel like you've got enough right now to go to battle?
Feel good about the guys we signed, Rich. I mean, I think that When you look at the guys that we signed, we added size. We added guys that are, again, interchangeable. You've got a guy like Fulton that can play guard. He can play center. Calamete's played center before. He's primarily a guard. Santrell can play right tackle. He can play left tackle. He's a huge man. And so we had to figure out a way to get better at that position, and now we have to go coach it up, and we've got to have a great off season. But we feel like this is the beginning. It's just a stage. It's only one stage. You don't want to win March. You want to win January, February. So we feel like we're on the way to having a good off season, and that's what we're trying to do.
Talk about you and Brian Gaines' philosophy of spreading around your cap dollars instead of making a big splash with, like, one player.
That's a huge part of what we talk about. You know, you can go after two players and pay each of them a lot of money, or you can divide that money up, among several players and several positions. The other thing that you always have to keep in mind, too, is you're trying as hard as you can to keep your core players. That's where it starts. You know, you've got to do a good job of trying to keep guys that you have on your roster that have helped you win games, that are very important to your locker room. And it really starts there. You know, we have a real, obviously loyalty to a lot of the guys that we've coached here. And some of them you can't keep. Some of them you really try to keep, and that's where it starts. And then from there, you have to spend wisely, and you've got to try to build a team. You're not trying to, like I said before, you're not trying to win March. You're not trying to make the splash. You're trying to build a team, and that's what we're always looking to do.
Triple Threat Sports Radio 610 Texans head coach Bill O'Brien with us right now. Tom Savage off to the New Orleans Saints. What are you guys doing about the backup quarterback situation right now?
Yeah, we're looking at that. You know, we kind of say this all the time to you guys, but that position is one of the hardest to evaluate. It's one of the hardest to basically acquire. You know, you've got to look at what you're doing now offensively, obviously. You know, what we did with Deshaun offensively last year is a lot different than what we had done in the past. And so we've got to look at the skill set of all the guys. There's a lot of guys out there on the market that play quarterback, and we've got to do a good job of really studying these guys. We're not in a rush. We've got guys out there that we're familiar with. We've also got the draft. We've got a lot of different ways that we can try to acquire depth at the quarterback position, but we have to really study what we're doing. We have to have a lot of communication about it. We have to study the guys that are out there. That takes a lot of – every position takes a lot of work, but that position in particular is very hard to identify, very hard to evaluate. It's the most important position in the National Football League, and we're trying to make a good decision on what's the best guy or guys out there that will help us have the depth we need at that position.
With Deshaun's unique skill set, is a mobile guy the priority for that backup spot?
I wouldn't say that it's a priority. I think the priority is, number one, does the guy have anticipation? Does he have the ability to throw the ball accurately on time? I think that's big. I think the guy has to have a level of intelligence. He's got to have leadership qualities. He's got to have a tremendous work ethic. I think if he has mobility – with some of the things that we're doing in addition to those things, that definitely helps. But I don't think it's strictly something that we're saying, you know, we have to have a guy that has mobility. I think it starts with the character of the guy first and you know, how well he delivers the ball. Anticipation, you know, Deshaun has really good anticipation. He doesn't wait for the guy to get open. He throws the guy open. And I think that's – and he's accurate. And so that's where we've got to continue to build on that and try to find the characteristics in the backup quarterback – you know, like that.
We're on with Texans coach Bill O'Brien. Bill, let me throw you a curveball. Sunday night, you were at the Special Olympics banquet. You and Mike Munchak and Bruce Matthews are the celebrity co-chairs now every year. And I look up one time, and you're at your table. You got Robert Brazil on one side and Elvin Bethea on the other. I know you're big on the history of sports in Houston. Talk about what that was like for you, hanging out with the Hall of Famers Sunday night for a great cause.
John, you know me now, going on 5 years. You know, I'm really in awe of those guys. You know, and the history of this league, and you know, and being able to sit at the table and talk to Elvin Bethea about, you know, playing for the Oilers and where he came from and his family, and obviously I've gotten to know Robert Brazil. We saw each other at the Senior Bowl, and you know, just really honored to know those guys. And I've known Munch since I was at Penn State. He was a real good friend of me at Penn State. Bruce Matthews, Curly Culp was there. Mean Joe Green. I mean, the guys that you're able to attract to come to Special Olympics says a lot about you, John, and says a lot about Special Olympics. And I look forward to that night every year. You know, Ted being there, being the MC, Ted did a great job, and it was great to see him. But the history of this league is so important to me, and I've got to do as good a job as I can with our team of teaching the young players about that. I think that's really important to know who laid the groundwork. You know, you're looking at Robert Brazil and Elvin Bethea. You know, imagine what they would be paid if they played now. You know what I mean? It's like, and so, you know, those guys really laid the groundwork for what these guys are, you know, the rewards that these guys are seeing these days. It's just really cool to be around them.
Well, Bill, we appreciate you joining us on this Friday. Thanks to the General for hooking this up, and you have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too, guys. Good to talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.